Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I was just blessed to be a part of a roundtable discussion of pastors this week in Palm Beach, and I'm excited to see how Jesus is bringing his body together. I was just sitting there and looking at these different pastors from these different backgrounds and thinking Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Let me tell you something, more is possible when we can stop fighting about differences and say, what does God want us to do together? So it's exciting to see that type of unity. And we had this great experience there in Palm Beach, but then I made a big mistake. Y'all have to pray for me. I came home and took my family to a trampoline park. And listen, I know they have an age limit for how old that you have to be to get on the trampolines, but I think they should have another age limit for when you're grown, you should not be on a trampoline. And that happened. The kids did great. They were awesome. They had a blast. I scuffed my knee. I'm sore today. And my wife was brilliant. She decided to stand there and watch all the foolishness. But that was my tale of woe from the trampoline park. Let's pray before we dive into the message today. God, I thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here today. God, it's not by accident, but it's by divine design. There's something that you want to speak to each and every one of us. So God, I pray as we open up your word that you would say something to us. Speak, God, to us out of your heart and build us up, make us confident, and make us strong in every regard. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God has called us all to do something big. Look at somebody and say, God has called you to do something big. And that's what we've been talking about for the last few weeks, that God has called us, and it's not just to salvation. It is to salvation, but it's more than that. God has called you to redemption and to heaven, but his calling doesn't stop there. He's called you for more. Can you say more?
More.
And we've been talking about being called higher. Can you say that with me? Called higher. And God has done that. He's called us higher for something more. If you've missed any of this series, we started it last week. You can go back and listen to it on the website. But today I want to talk to you about what it means to be called higher. What it means to be called higher. In Philippians 3:14, Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we are pressing for that. We are pressing for that high calling. We are called higher. So what does it look like for us to be called higher? When you're called higher, one of the first things that you're going to see is that you'll start to become something new. You're not going to be the same thing that you were before. You start becoming something new when you're called higher. Anybody ever experienced that? When you begin to come to Christ, you realize that there's something new about you. You're becoming something new. Anybody have experienced that? Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. So if you're in Christ, it means you're meant to be a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you truly respond to the call, a transformation begins. When you respond to the call, when you respond to being called higher, there's a transformation that's going to begin. I think about the caterpillar that goes into the cocoon And then there's a metamorphosis that happens, and then there's a butterfly that comes out. It's completely different. It looks different. It moves different. The caterpillar goes in, the butterfly comes out. When you respond to the high calling, you are becoming something new. You're going to sound different. You're going to look different. You're going to talk different. If you look the same and you act the same and you talk the same, you haven't really allowed the Holy Spirit to begin to transform you. Paul said in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Don't conform to the way everybody else is doing things, but rather be transformed. Let the metamorphosis happen in you. Let God change you. Become a new creation. Let God help you talk different. Let God help you look different and act different. When you're called higher, you're going to be a new creation. Paul told us we would become a new creation in Christ Jesus. So responding to the high calling means that you're becoming different. You're becoming new. Different in appearance, different in speech, different in action. Being called higher will make you different. Look at somebody and say, different. I had this all of my life. I was different, right? When you are grow up a PK, for those that don't know, I grew up a PK. I was a pastor's kid. And we just, life is different. When everybody else is off, you're working. They're doing things on Saturdays. You're in church on Saturdays. Other people are taking Sundays off. You're in church on Sundays. It's different. Some people have their nights free. A lot of pastors and pastors' kids have their nights busy. Why? It's just different. It's different. When you come to Christ, He's going to make you different. There's going to be things that are different from you and the world. So number one, being called higher, you're going to become a new creation. You're going to be different. Number two thing you're going to see about being called higher is you're going to develop fruit. Let me read this familiar story to you. If you're called higher, you're going to develop fruit. Jesus in Mark 11, 12 through 14, and then 20 through 21, I want to read this for you. It says, the next morning they were leaving Bethany, and Jesus was hungry. He noticed the fig tree in full leaf a little way off, so he went over to see if he could find any figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, May no one ever eat your fruit again. And the disciples heard him say it. And the next morning, they passed by the fig tree that he had cursed. And the disciples noticed that it had withered from the roots up. And Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, look, Rabbi, the fig tree you've cursed has withered and died. Now, there's some logical excuses that we could probably offer for why the fig tree had no fruit at that time in the season, but Jesus was not interested in those excuses. It says he cursed the fig tree and it began to wither and die. So someone who's called higher must bear fruit. Someone that's called higher must bear fruit. Can I say it again? Someone that is called higher must bear fruit. And just like in this story, we can see there was logical excuses that could have been given for why their fruit did not develop on the fig tree. Jesus was not interested in the excuses. He was interested in the fruit. If you've been called higher and want to respond to that call, you must bear fruit. Those who are called but do not bear fruit do not last and do not remain. I'll repeat that. In spiritual terms, you're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. There's no just staying at the same place. You're either bearing fruit or you're regressing, you're withering, right? And so being called and then not responding to the call will cause you to wither in your spiritual life. And it sometimes leads to spiritual death. You know what I'm talking about, right? When you see someone that receives the invitation of the Lord and begins a journey, but then they stop bearing fruit. They backslide, right? That's the withering part. Then if they don't change, they eventually leave the faith and become spiritually dead. How does it happen? Spiritually withering and spiritually dead, it starts with when they stop producing fruit. It's so important. This is such an important piece. We have to bear fruit. If we want to respond to the call, if we want to go higher, if we want to be called higher, we must bear fruit. Look at somebody and say, we must bear. We must bear fruit. So when we don't bear fruit, we are cursing our own spiritual journey. It's not necessarily God saying, I curse you, I curse you. We curse ourselves. It's like when you play in a game, any athletic game, there's rules to the game, right? If you run out of bounds, it's not the referee that's being mean to you. It's just him saying, look, you ran out of bounds, you lose possession of the ball. You ran out of bounds, you can't do that. Here's the penalty for that. So when we don't bear fruit, we're cursing our own spiritual journey. And our own spiritual journey begins to wither when we don't bear fruit. Fruit. When we stop producing fruit, we are cursing our own spiritual journey. What type of fruit are we talking about here? You probably guessed what type of fruit we're talking about. We're talking about the fruit that Paul talks about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. We have to be fruitful. We have to bear fruit. This is what type of fruit Paul tells us. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. When we begin to transform, when we begin to become the new creation, we're going to become fruitful. And the Holy Spirit will produce this type of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Now, let me really give you an important warning. Maybe you are saying to yourself, oh, I'm good at about 7 of those, but there's 9 up there. Well, I'm really crushing it about 5 of them. But you know, it's me, you know, Jesus was not interested in excuses. He was interested in fruit. What type of fruit is God looking for? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is what shows that we are becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we're missing a fruit, and especially if we say, well, you know, it's just me, we are limiting the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, and we're being stubborn towards the process of becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's a dangerous place to be in. Why? Because it causes us to wither. When we refuse to grow in a specific fruit, we're cursing our spiritual journey. We're cursing our own spiritual. We say, look, you know what? I'm good at love, I'm good at joy, I'm good at peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, but you know, sometimes I just got to blow off some steam. God knows. No. Jesus was not looking for excuses. He was looking for fruit, and he's looking for fruit in us. And yes, it hurts God's heart. But even more so, it hurts our spiritual journey. It hurts our spiritual journey when we say, you know what? I'm good at a majority of those, but there's a couple of those. That's just not me. That's the old you, though. The new you says, yes, I'm going to work on all these. I'm going to be fruitful. I'm going to be a new creation. I'm going to correct the areas that the Holy Spirit shows to me. What's the new creation? This is the new creation. I'm going to be the new creation. The old me says, well, you know, I'm not really a patient guy. The new creation says, yes, I'm a patient guy. Even if I have to go through the process and go through the process and go through the process, well, you know, kindness, that's just not my style. It is your style now. Because you're a new creation. Look at somebody and say, you're a new creation. These are the marks of someone who is truly responding to the high calling. This is what it looks like to respond to being called higher. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Don't give yourself an excuse to not be fruitful. That's what the world does. That's the type of stuff that Paul would say, do not conform any longer. Transform. Don't conform, transform. Called higher looks fruitful. And number three, what does it mean like to be called higher? You're a new creation, you're fruitful. And then Jesus says this in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men so they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, quick disclaimer. We're not saved by works. We're saved by faith in Jesus Christ. But as we're called higher, we respond to that calling by doing good works. Can I say it again? We're not saved by works. We're saved by faith in Jesus. That's how we're saved. But as we're called higher, we respond to the high calling by good works. If you claim to be a Christian and you're not doing good works, you're missing a significant part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Can I say that again? If you're a Christian and you're not doing good works, you're missing a significant part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Good works are how we let our spiritual light shine. Good works are how we let our spiritual light shine. And there's lots of good works that we can do. We can open up our Bible and we can see what some of the great people of faith have done. We can look at those that have been in faith for a while and say, oh, those are what some good works. And those are some of the things that I could do in my life. I could emulate in the words of Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm seeing somebody that's a little bit further in the faith. They're doing that good work. I think I could do that good work. Let me do that good work. I see that guy over there. I see that lady over there. They're doing that good work. I think I could do that too. Follow me as I follow Christ. So good works are how we let our spiritual light shine. Other people will look at your good works and it will shine for Jesus. Right? That's what Jesus said. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. In Acts 16:9-10, Paul saw a vision telling him to go do some good work in Macedonia. In Acts 10, Peter saw a vision telling him to do a good work in Caesarea. In Acts 8, Philip was sent to do a good work in Samaria. God sent these men to do good works. And he is sending us to do good works as well. So the question is, where is God sending you? Who is God sending you to? What good works do you need to do that will shine for Jesus? What has God gifted you with? What good works can you do that will let your light shine? We have been called higher. You have been called higher. So what does that look like for you in this season? Being called higher. In this season, what does that look like? How is God transforming you? What type of metamorphosis needs to happen in you? The next step of you becoming that new creation. Where do you need to bear fruit? You saw the 9 fruits up here. What is it you need to become more fruitful in? And what good works can you do that will let your light shine and bring glory to God? That's what it looks like to be called higher. New creation, fruitfulness, good works. What does it look like to be called higher? New creation, fruitfulness, good works. I try to make it simple for you today. This is what it looks like to accept that high calling. This is what it looks like to be called higher. Well, what if I try to be the new creation, but I don't bear fruit? You're going to miss it. What if I am a new creation and I bear fruit, but people can see I'm a good person. They can see a lot of the attributes of Jesus in me, but yet I'm not doing any good works. You're missing a significant part. We must become the new creation. We must be fruitful. We must do good works. Will you bow your head with me? God, I thank you that you're calling us higher. And even in this comfortable world where people like to be comfortable, we like to be comfortable, the flesh craves comfort, Jesus challenged us to pick up our cross and follow him. Paul told us to crucify the flesh. Part of following Jesus is stepping outside of our comfort zone to follow him and to be something more, to be called something higher. We are called to be new creations in Christ Jesus. We are called to bear fruit, not some fruit, much fruit. And we are called to let our light shine with good works. I challenge you today, as heads are bowed, as you're praying, as you're thinking, I challenge you to respond to the Holy Spirit as he calls you higher. God, thank you for each and every person that's here. God, I thank you that you've called us higher. Let us respond to the call. Many are called, few are chosen. Why is that? Because some people just don't respond. God, let us be ones that respond. Let us be ones that respond. Let us be ones that respond to your calling. In Jesus' mighty name. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've kind of drifted away, but I want to reconnect today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. Amen. That's so powerful. When we say, Jesus, I want to do it your way. I want to be that new creation. There is no statement that is powerful as that. There's no decision that's as powerful as that. Saying, I want to be the new creation that you want me to be, Jesus. If that's you, slip up your hand. One more opportunity. Amen. Amen. You can slip up your hand. If you raise your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, to give me a new start, to make me something new, a new creation. And I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, the times I made the wrong choices. Forgive me. Apply the power of what you did on the cross to my life and reconnect me to a powerful relationship with the Father. I need your strength and I need your wisdom. to help me live this life. Jesus, walk with me. Jesus, give me your strength to live a life that pleases the Father. I surrender. I want to do it your way. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.